closure of pecuniary interest. Okay, seeing none, that brings us to 3.1, the proposed draft plan of subdivision.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. The public meeting has been scheduled in accordance with sections 51 and 34 of the Planning Act. For an application from 107-8217 Ontario Limited, the application is filed with the County of Essex for approval of the draft plan of subdivision to support 74 single unit dwellings in Kingsbridge subdivision. The County of Essex, as the approval authority, has circulated the proposed plan of subdivision and requested the municipality hold this public meeting to obtain any public comments. The lanes are located north of Brown Crescent as an extension of Lavers Crescent and are described as concession one, part of Lot 13. The land area associated with the proposed plan of subdivision is 7.5 hectares, which is 18.4 acres. The developer is seeking a zoning bylaw amendment concurrently with the draft plan of subdivision from agricultural zone to residential first density zone. The lands are designated low density residential in the town's official plan. The proposed subdivision provides for 74 single detached dwellings and contemplates a maximum gross residential density with an allowance of 22 units per hectare, well within the allowance of the gross density. The application is consistent with the provincial policy statement and the County of Essex official plan. All of the proposed lots will front onto 20 meter wide municipal streets which connect to Lavers Crescent. The subject lands are part of the existing master plan for Kingsbridge subdivision. The development will be on full municipal water, sanitary, and storm sewers. The developer is providing a continuation in the same size and style as single detached dwellings currently within Kingsbridge subdivision. The development will conform to the town's development manual. A pre-consultation meeting was held on January 11th with the applicant, manager of planning from the County of Essex, administration from the town and IRCA, to discuss complete submission requirements and confirm any outstanding matters. In January of this year, the developer obtained a letter of clearance from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. The site surfacing drawings have been reviewed by Public Works, and the developer should be in a position to begin servicing the subject lands shortly after obtaining draft plan approval with conditions. Through additional engineering analysis commissioned by the developer, there's been a confirmation that the sanitary capacity is available for this phase of the development. Traffic from Kingsbridge subdivision is directed onto Texas Road, which is identified as a collector road in the town's official plan, and County Road 20, which is an arterial road under the jurisdiction of the County of Essex. The county is presently seeking the town's endorsement of the proposed draft plan of subdivision. The approval of draft plan of subdivision is granted for 3 years, at which time an extension can be requested by the developer if necessary. Should council endorse the zoning bylaw amendment and draft plan approval, a subdivision agreement will be brought back for council's approval. The subdivision agreement will be registered against the land, including the provisions contained as the draft conditions. The revenue associated with the future development will include development charges totaling $942,000. Future property taxes are estimated to total $304,000 in 2018 dollars. The town's portion of the total taxes would equate to approximately $183,000 annually. Development charges and property taxes are collected toward funding growth-related capital infrastructure and ongoing costs of services recommended this evening that comments received at this public meeting regarding zoning bylaw amendment be summarized into a report and brought back for council's information along with the draft bylaw at the next available council meeting. It is further recommended that council approve a motion of support for this next phase of Kingsbridge subdivision, and any comments received at this public meeting be sent to the County of Essex as required in regard to draft name of subdivision 3017-18001.
Is there any comments from the public? Okay, any comments from the developer? Okay, then I will look to Councilor Melange.
Move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Fryer. Question, Councilor Pluja.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, you said there were comments. Were they positive or negative comments regarding?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. There were neighbors, a few neighbors that came in, and they just were curious about the overall timing of the development of Kingsbridge overall, but not any concerns in particular. It was really just the future phasing.
Councilor Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and through you to Mr. Dunn, thanks for bringing more lots to Amherstburg. As you can see, the town's working and trying to bring other subdivisions on board, but we still need to fill yours. I think the capacity, in just doing a quick math, 74 homes, 1.5 vehicles, it's 112, 111 roughly more cars on Texas Road. And that's great. I live on Texas Road, it's busy now, and I'm glad it's gonna get busier. Sure, the only thing through you, Mr. Mayor, to Mr. Michelli, since they did, we spoke about this before, since they did do Texas Road, the issue is the stop and go onto Texas from Nobville, and the two on both sides, the rumble strips, you might want to call it, for the edges that they use for notification for people with disabilities, those are still metal. They're not yellow like everywhere else in town. That's the only spot where it's not yellow, and I think if we were to make them yellow, people would be able to see where they're supposed to be coming in and out rather than cutting and whipping the corners. So I'm not at all this.
Is that on Texas?
On Texas and Knob Hill. So I think before, and I mentioned to the CEO before this summer, I go and paint them myself. I'm hoping that Public Works can now see that they need to be done. They're all rusting. And something done there just to slow people down, to give them a little marker to realize that you can't just take the corner at 30 or 40 kilometers an hour, which is happening now. And the Kingsbridge sign was taken out over the fall last year, and I was in my hot tub when whoever did it drove through it, and then I tried to find out. But anyways, people are taking that corner way too fast. And the stop sign coming onto Texas is just a stop, barely and go. It's tap and go, and they're taking the corner. So I'm just curious, through you, Mr. CEO, or Public Works, are we gonna do that, or did you want me to do it?
Through your worship, the Councillor Fryer, I think we could definitely have the rumble strips painted before you have to get your paintbrush out.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Motion to adjourn. Councilor Fryer, Deputy Mayor, all those in favor? Carried.